Now, somebody about to lose his temper, you might say to him, everything will be all right, just
calm down a little bit. Keep your shirt on.
You've been working very hard. You say you come in the house, say Miss Barbara.
Say, I sure am dragging.
I'm
might feed it out, and I sure am dragging. Completely busted and just wore clean out, down to a frazzle.
All in.
All in.
Okay. Now, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a bit
poorly.
Okay.
Under the weather.
Late at night, I'm feeling.
I'm tired and sleepy. I think I'd call it a day. Turn in.
All right. Now, somebody who can't hear well is getting a little...
The nigger would say deaf. He's getting a little deaf.
Okay. All right. He can hardly hear at all, would you say? Okay.
He can't hear thunder.
You've been out working, and you say, take your shirt off, it's wet. You say, look how
I sweat it. I sweat. I don't perspirate. I sweat.
Okay. Now, talking about a sore or a red place that would come up on your skin, that would be called a what?
A rash?
Well, these would be kind of infection.
Bumps or risins.
Okay. And what would you get out of that?
You'd get the pus out of it or get the core out of it if it was a risin or a carbuncle.
Did you ever?
I used to have them things. I got some scars on me right now where I had them carbuncles.
I was going to ask you, did they ever have any special cures or remedies for that thing like that?
Well, some people took old folks used to take sulfur with them kind of things, but you know, they finally made some sulfur pills, sulfur drugs for different things. I don't really know, but something to purify your blood. They had some iron medicine and all conglomerate. That's the nasty stuff you ever tasted.
Yeah. Give you a purgative in the spring.
Yeah. The old folks, you say, you're young and getting bilious. Give them some bilious. Give them some medicine to wake the bile out of them.
But anyhow,
I heard the people in that old village would pick people off from a mile away.
They were. I don't know what he was shooting, of course. He had a shotgun, though, when he was off on short, on patrol. And they were, you know, hunting out them Viet Cong that was trying to slip in and trying to get into the cabin camps and all.
Yeah.
And they just had, I don't know what it was loaded with. I imagine it loaded with buckshot, maybe. But anyway, I think his main weapon was a shotgun, right, when he first started. And he didn't go very far after he first started, because, as I say, he was killed before he had been there maybe 2-3 days over, 3 months.
Hmm.
And he had would have had his 19th birthday. I believe 2 weeks, 3 weeks after he was killed, still 40. I guess it must be 19.
Sorry, yeah. Now, talking about it, what about a kind of skinless growth that would grow in a wound before you...
Proud flesh? I believe that's the only thing I ever heard of.
What would you put on, cuts or things like that?
Well, he used everything from spider webs to alcohol. Well, kerosene was one of the biggest things they put on it. Sometimes you'd put, some people would have some laudanum. Well, you know, I guess you do know what laudanum is. But it was potent stuff. Of course, it would kill you too if you took it in your mouth.
That's cocaine, wasn't it?
Laudanum was
a drug, or?
It was a drug, all right. But back in them days, when I'm thinking about laudanum, I never heard of a drug store.
Mm-hmm.
And Coca-Cola
used to have drugs.
Yeah. That's you. Before you were born, they called Coca-Cola dope. That was a nickname for it. It was advertised all over the country as a dope.